课程标准实验教科书，英语一必修，供高中一年级第一学期使用，河北教育音像出版社出版。
Unit 1. Being a teenager.
Being a teenager is a strange and yet exciting part of life. We are faced with tough and critical decisions each and every day. Decisions that will affect our lives.
If you do not study hard when young,You'll end up bewailing your failures as you grow up. Chinese proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas. Poem. Who am I? I am an angel. I am a dream. I am love. I am a need. I am intelligence. I am strength. I am hope.I am a wish. I am a wonder. I am a myth. I am a mountain. I am the sea. I am beautiful. I am me. Anonymous.
First day of high school. Today was my first day of high school. It was the most exciting day of my life. When I walked into the school,I became nervous. It was so big that I was afraid I might get lost. I didn't know anyone, and I felt lonely. I was happy that I was wearing new jeans and a nice shirt. When you watch TV, you learn that teenagers should wear the right clothes to be popular.But I'm not sure which are the right clothes and which are the wrong clothes. I saw a girl in the hallway who looked very cool, and she was talking to a group of kids. She was wearing the same jeans as mine, so I guessed my clothes were okay. I felt more confident.I looked at my timetable and went to my first class. My first class was math. I really like math. Some people think girls aren't good at math. But I always get good marks in math. It's easy for me. I went into the classroom and sat down at the second desk right near the door.There was a girl sitting in front of me. Her name was Pat. She was very friendly. She also was very forgetful. She forgot her pen, so she borrowed mine. She forgot her paper, so I gave her a sheet of paper. She forgot her wallet, so I lent her money to buy a drink.The one thing she didn't forget was my name. We felt like friends already. At the end of the class, she said, It's nice to meet you, Jenny. We'll be classmates. I didn't feel so nervous anymore. I left math class and began looking for room 211.That was the science classroom. It was upstairs. I looked and looked, but I couldn't find the stairs. I was worried that I would be late for class. It would be terrible to be late for my first class. I hurried down the hall and finally saw the stairs. I ran quickly.Up the stairs. Suddenly, I tripped, and my binder fell down. Many papers flew all around. I was so embarrassed. Just then, Pat came up the stairs with two friends. She saw me and said, "Hi, Jenny." Her two friends picked up all the papers and handed them to me. "Thank you," I said. "No problem," they answered. I was so impressed. They were very kind. They didn't make me feel clumsy. I didn't feel embarrassed anymore. You know, it is hard to be a teenager. When I was a child, life was easier. I just played and had fun with Danny and other friends. I didn't worry about things. But now I'm a teenager, and I have more things to think about. I must study hard and get good marks. I must get used to my new school, new teachers, and new classmates. I want to make new friends. I want to discover what I will do when I become an adult. It's hard to make that decision. I will try to make the best decision I can. I am going to sleep now, and I feel happy. My school is good. I know where the stairs are now. And I met a new friend named Pat. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. Jenny.
Let's sing a song.
Life is a lot of decisions. Life is a lot of choices. Accepting other people's visions. Listening to your inner voices. I will be a person who makes a plan. I will be a person who understands. It's better to swim than to sink. Being a teenager is the time to think.
Nothing goes like you can. A boy is a long way from a man. A teenage girl has plans to make for her future and her sake.
I will be a person who makes a plan. I will be a person who understands. It's better to swim than to sink. Being a teenager is a time to think.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Part 1. Listen to the audio tape. In the brackets, write T for statements that are true, and F for those that are false.
My name is Tom. I was born in Hong Kong. I learned English for 2 years in Hong Kong before I came to Canada. At that time, my English was very poor because in Hong Kong, teachers speak Chinese when they teach English, and the students speak Chinese in English classes too. Part 2. Listen to Keiko talking about her first day of school in Canada. Choose the correct answers.
My name is Keiko. I'm from Japan. I came to Canada 5 days ago. One day in May, the weather was very good. It was not hot, but I was sweating all over. It was not because I was sick or anything. It was my first day going to a Canadian school. I was afraid because my English was very poor.
Section 4. Reading for meaning.
When great isn't good enough. It was a tiring day at school, and I was glad to be going home. During the last period, I'd gotten my math test back and was happy to see that I got a 93. As I opened the door, I found my mom where I usually find her, over the sink preparing dinner and washing the dishes. "Hi, dear. How was your day?" she asked. "It was fine. I got my math test back. Look, I got a 93. "Let me see it," she said, drying her hands on the dish towel and taking the test paper. "Just a 93? Mom, that's really good compared to what everybody else got." "Mm-hmm. And what did your friend get?" "Oh, I think she got a 98 or something." "I guess she studied more than you did, didn't she?" she said, handing me back the test. I walked out of the kitchen with very heavy steps. It was typical of her to say that. It makes me feel like I'm not good enough. I sometimes ask myself, why does Mom have to be like that? The only answer I can think of is that maybe she pushes me hard to do well in school, because she never got the education she wanted. When I was in kindergarten, my mom began to teach me math. I was the best student in the class in math. And it was like that from then on. I enjoyed getting good grades, but I also liked making my mom proud of me. She always congratulated me on my grades. But in junior high, things began to get tougher. My grades went down, not too much, but enough to make my mom disappointed. Instead of the usual 100s and 98s, I was getting some 90s and 85s. Whenever I brought home an imperfect test, she'd go into one of her speeches. "You see, next time try harder and you will succeed." By seventh grade, I decided to show her only my best grades. When I do bring home an excellent grade, like a 100, she sounds like she doesn't care. She says things like good and great, but she doesn't congratulate me. I think Mom might be afraid that if I'm not the best, I might turn into one of those girls she watches out the window, walking in their slippers and ragged clothes. She knows from experience that it's hard to go through life without an education. But I find it annoying to hear the same thing over and over again. When I get poor grades, sometimes Mom looks unhappy. I say to her, "I do study. The tests are hard. So what if I miss a few questions?" "That's not the point," she says. "You should study every day so that you can get a better score. One day when you're older and have your own place to live and a job, you're going to come back and say, 'Thank you, Mom, for all you've done. You just watch.'" Although what Mom repeatedly says about my schoolwork drives me crazy, in a way, I know she's right. I don't think I'd be as careful with my schoolwork without it. I also might not care as much about my education. But I do take my work and my grades seriously. For me, not for Mom. I know perfectly well that it's going to help me in life, not her. I wish my mom would see how much I try. I wish she would be more encouraging.
Food for thought. Here are some paragraphs written by young people from around the world. Like you, the authors are teenagers. They are faced with the same kind of challenges and problems in life as you are. They try to find answers to their questions about their parents, their teachers, and their friends, as well as about themselves. Read these excerpts and do the exercises that follow.
Teenagers talking about being a teenager.
Being a teenager is a strange and yet exciting part of life. We are faced with tough and critical decisions each and every day. Decisions that will affect our lives. Ashley.
Being a teenager is hard. I was such a cheerful kid with a best friend and lots of good friends. I got excellent marks, and I was happy with my family. But since I became a teenager, things changed. Everything changed. My family, my friends, my grades, in fact, my whole life. I started worrying about my figure and the way I looked. I started getting pimples all over my face. I think teenage life is harder for girls than for boys. Julia.
When I think about it, I'm very satisfied with my life right now. I'm doing very well in school. My teacher tells me that next year I'll be guaranteed acceptance to a famous university. I also have great friends with whom I hang out when I have spare time. We play sports, watch movies, and have a lot of fun. I can't wait for the future. Xiao Xiao.
Me? I have so much pressure, being the only child in the family. My parents say that my future is the future of the family. My parents, who both have not gone to university, put all their efforts into me, hoping I can bring honor to the family. I really don't want to let my parents down. And I'm really motivated to succeed. I'll study harder and try my best to get into university. Chen Jing.
Teenage years are a time when the sole decision of right and wrong is based on what we see and hear. Peer pressure is more and more present, and the need to fit in can outweigh the right decision. Tom.
As we approach our teenage years, both males and females experience many physical and emotional changes. For males, they go through changes in their body and their voice. They think they need to be tall, dark, and handsome. Speaking as a female, I feel the pressures in the media and in my everyday life to be that ideal 5'10", 100-pound, blonde, blue-eyed woman. It's impossible to be something that we physically can't be. Jasmine.
Everyone goes through the teenage years, but as people get older, they seem to lose touch with their teenage experiences and feel as though they can't relate to anything that teenagers go through. Katie.
When thinking about many who cannot continue school and have to make a living for their family, I feel very lucky. 张月慈.
Despite the hardships teenagers face, I believe somewhere in between the tears and the anger that we can all enjoy our time as young adults. Just think, 10 years from now when you throw your back out and start balding, all you'll be saying to yourself is, what I wouldn't give is to be 17 again. Kathy.